Another very useful transformation is with English adjectives ending in O-U-S, which in the masculine give a French ending E-U-X, E. So dangerous is going to be...
dangereux.
Yes, dangereux. And courageous?
Courageux.
Exactly. Courageux. And porous?
Poreux.
Quite. Poreux. And in the feminine, the ending becomes E-U-S-E, euse. A festival, in the religious sense, is une fête, F-E circumflex T-E. So what do you think you would say for there are many religious festivals in this region?
Il y a beaucoup de fêtes religieuses dans cette région.
Bien. Il y a beaucoup de fêtes religieuses dans cette région. Now try. Watch it. The situation is becoming very dangerous. When you want to say watch it or be careful, all you need to say in French is attention. To become is devenir. And the forms are the same as those for venir. And remember what Michel Thomas taught you. In French, is becoming is the same as becomes. There's no R-ing, is-ing and am-ing. So, watch it. The situation is becoming very dangerous would be...
attention, la situation devient très dangereuse.
That's it. Attention, la situation devient très dangereuse. To say of him or of her, as in it is good of him or good of her, you use de sa part, literally on his or her part. So what about it is very brave or very courageous of her to stay after the accident? Use de, as in French it is courageous to do something is courageux de faire quelque chose. To stay is rester, and accident is a straightforward equivalent and is masculine. So starting with c'est, how would you say it is very courageous of her to stay after the accident?
C'est très courageux de sa part de rester après l'accident.
That's right. C'est très courageux de sa part de rester après l'accident. Now we saw that fortunately or happily is heureusement. Since heureusement comes from the feminine of the adjective, how would you say he is happy?
Il est heureux.
Good. Il est heureux. To be happy to do something is être heureux de faire quelque chose. So, she is happy to have been able to avoid an incident. I have been able to is j'ai pu. So, to have been able to is going to be...
avoir pu.
Right, avoir pu. So, she is happy to have been able to avoid an incident.
Elle est heureuse d'avoir pu éviter un incident.
Exactement. Elle est heureuse d'avoir pu éviter un incident. And what about, unfortunately, I was not able, or rather, I have not been able, to announce the news to my friends. To announce is annoncer. So, unfortunately, I have not been able to announce the news to my friends.
Malheureusement, je n'ai pas pu annoncer la nouvelle à mes amis.
Malheureusement, je n'ai pas pu annoncer la nouvelle à mes amis. Good news. What news? Quelle nouvelle? Well, let's finish this section with a lovely phrase. To be in love with somebody is être amoureux de quelqu'un. So how would Stéphanie say, I am in love with Pierre?
Je suis amoureuse de Pierre.
Oh, je suis amoureuse de Pierre. But shh, don't tell anyone. C'est un secret.